Okay, now we live. Okay. We sitting here with Miss Milani. Make sure you put that apostrophe in her name and put some respect on her name. Don't disrespect her. Tell the people a little bit about yourself and what you do.
My name is Milani. I've been in Houston for about 6 years. I'm from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I came out here originally just to, I guess, start a new life. And I got in school at the Art Institute. I just graduated last year for fashion retail and management. Right now, I'm basically on a venture to start my own clothing store and clothing line. And here we are.
So, what was that process like at the Art Institute?
It was hard, I would say. Before I came here, I was in school in Louisiana. I was going to a little small college because I really didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. At that point, I was just like, I need to go to school. All my other friends got out of high school and went straight to college. And I'm like, looking around like, dang, I'm a friend that's not doing nothing. So I went to school for business. I don't know what made me just be like, I want to go to Houston, but I decided I wanted to come to Houston, kind of got my mom on board. We both moved out here. I had signed up for the Art Institute before I got here, and they accepted me. And so I was like, okay, now let's just go. So when I got there, I got in school. I started to meet a lot of new people. I got into the fashion club, which I got a lot of opportunities to get a lot of intern positions with fashion shows, behind the scenes, front house, back house. And I mean, it was a lot because it's, like I said, it was a year round school. So I was in school all year long, probably had 3 weeks of a break outside of the whole year, you know? So it was a lot, but I had to really push myself to get through it because I knew what I wanted. I knew what I wanted to do. You know, I didn't come here just to not do anything, you know. So my plan was to get through and learn, you know, learn everything that I know today. I'm basically just trying to build my brand at this point. Because, you know, once you get out of school, you're kind of like, what do I do now? You know, so right now I'm out of school for a year now, so now I'm just like, I have to do something. I have to not waste this degree. I just went to school for 4 years. I've been stressed out for 4 years trying to get all of these classes in, and like, I just want to do something with it. So at the time going to school, like, I've taken a million classes, like from Photoshop classes to photography classes to sewing, manufacturing classes, and website building, and a lot of things I thought at that time, hey, I don't need this. Like, why am I doing this? Why do I have to take Photoshop? I'm not going to be Photoshopping anything. I'm not going to be, you know, I'm taking nutrition classes. I don't need this, you know. But once I'm out of school and I'm actually seeing how things work, how business work, I need everything that I took those classes for, you know, from Photoshop to all of that, because now I need to know that in order to build my brand and not even have to ask certain people things because, hey, I know how to do this. I went to school for this. I did this. Didn't even know I needed it, but I put all of it to use, you know, now.
So what are some of the entry-level jobs that you can work doing, like, right when you graduate with your degree?
Well, really, with your degree, you can be a buyer for any company. Mostly in school, what I did through, like, all of my jobs in school was visual merchandising. That was something I was really good at setting up windows, dressing the mannequins, knowing how to set up the entire store, the displays. I was always good at making things look good. So that was, like, my fashion job throughout school. Like, every job that I got from BCBG or Banana Republic, I worked, like, overnight with my other team members to get shipments in and actually make the store look like what it looked like when the customers come in. So I was more like a behind the scenes type worker. And I did a lot of internships, a lot of fashion shows, but I was always in different positions. I would work with some people and I would be a stylist. I would have to go pick up clothes in the Galleria, sign paperwork to get this and bring it back. And sometimes I was the model, or sometimes I was actually putting on the fashion show, getting the models, getting the makeup artists, getting the production team together. So I'm kind of well-rounded when it comes to that. I've basically done everything. Being in school kind of gave me that opportunity to do that, and being in the fashion club and connecting with everybody, it just gave me the opportunity to get in all type of things. And internships were really optional, but I had this guy that I went to school with, and he was kind of like my mentor, and he had been there. He graduated like way before me, so he had been there. So he was just basically giving me the ropes and telling me like it's good to get internships, it's good to be involved. So basically, I just was pushing myself into everything. Everything that came up, I was there. You know, I was in it for free. You know, but I was like wanting to do it because I wanted to get that experience. I wanted to connect with different people and learn the industry and learn things that I didn't know. You know, so it was a journey, but I feel like it was worth it. It was worth the journey and, you know, going through the whole school process. It was a lot, but.
Well, I think a key thing you said is working for free.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people don't understand how important it is right. to work for free. Like, in order to get to where you're trying to go, you're going to have to work for free because it's more so about the relationships and you looking further on down the line at the opportunities that could present themselves later down the line. I think more, you know, so many people focus on now and what they can get now and money that it kind of takes away from the overall goal.
And it's really about the passion, because when you have a passion for something, you're going to do it regardless. You know, whether you're getting paid or not, you know, hey, I know if I do this, I may meet somebody here. I may learn something. I might get connected. It's just having that optimistic, you know, mindset, just to, you know that something good can come out of this. Something good can come out of this situation. And, you know, I got to a point where I got tired of doing things for free, which a lot of people do. Once you get worn out, you do so much. But that was only because I felt like I had to learn everything. You know, like I've done all of this. I've, you know, a lot of things that people ask me to do, it's like, I've done this a million times. You know, it's like, you know,
that's how I got.
Get to that point to where you get kind of like burned out.
What's next?
But I have put in that work, you know, as far as doing a lot of free work. And, you know, my mom used to be like, why are you always going there wasting your
money? My mom was telling me the same thing.
You know, just.
They didn't understand.
You didn't get paid.
They don't understand.
Like, no, I didn't. But, you know, I connected with this person. Yep. And I got this and all of this stuff on my resume. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people have to see my resume and see, oh, she's done this.
A lot.
With this person. And just from going to school at the Art Institute and just, you know, being in the fashion club, our teacher would tell us, y'all have first dibs on everything before anybody in the city.
That's what I was thinking about.
Not even the other schools. Y'all, Art Institute has first dibs on everything. So when it comes down to a stylist needing an assistant for this, or, you know, somebody needing dressers, I used to have to dress models and put their clothes on, tape the bottom of the shoes to make sure they look good for when we bring them back to the store, tucking tags and, you know, just learning everything about the whole fashion industry, the shows, the production, everything. And so I learned that just from going to school, doing free work, doing stuff that people would probably think wouldn't get them anywhere. But because I know this stuff now, I have that confidence to say, hey, I've done this. You know, I can go here and say I have experience in it. And I can still say, even though I didn't get paid for it, it could still go on my resume. I did it. Mm-hmm. You know, I got the experience and I did that. So, you know, it's good to do things that even if it's not paying you, you know, but if you're passionate about it and you know that this could possibly lead to something else, because I'm a firm believer in just being in the right place at the right time and, you know, being on your path, because a lot of us are great at what we do. They have people who are famous that we can do the same thing they're doing, but they had an opportunity. They was at the right place at the right time. They met that person. Somebody saw something in them and gave them an opportunity. So it's not even about us not having enough talent or not having enough. It's really just about being in the right place at the right time, connecting with the right people, you know, and just knowing your stuff when you do, you know, having your stuff together, knowing that you have the experience and everything. So I believe that, you know, it's just good to put yourself in your work and perfect your craft, because nobody's going to pay you for something that you don't even know how to really do that good. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's good to do something for free for a while until, hey, now I know I can get paid. Now I'm confident enough to know that if somebody want to approach me and pay me $10,000 for this project, I feel like, oh, I can pull it off, you know, because I've done it.
You earned it.
You know, mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So what advice would you give, like, a young student or person who's thinking about going to the art institute? Because it's a lot of people that's into fashion that's the first option. Mm-hmm. They want to go to the art institute. So what advice would you kind of give them and let them know what to expect?
So I would say getting in school requires discipline, period. You know, like, you have to have discipline to go to school. Because college isn't like high school where your mom will show up at 6 a.m. and make you go to school. You know, once you get to college, you're making yourself go to school. You're making yourself do that work. You're making yourself get good grades. So it's like, you really have to buckle down. You really have to discipline yourself to know, hey, I'm working toward a goal and I have to do this. And I would say, when you do get in school, be active. Get into stuff. Don't just go to school and learn stuff and go. It's good to have experience because, you know, you learn things on paper and that kind of stuff, you learn it, but a lot of times you forget it. You know, you forget a lot of stuff that you learn on paper. But once you get in that atmosphere and you actually doing it, it's like second nature to you once you, you know, you learn. So I believe just getting to school, it's about determination. It's about really knowing what you want, knowing the goal, because it's not easy. You know, it's a lot of times that you want to quit. It's been times where I wanted to quit because, hey, I'm in a city that's not even mine. You know, I don't have family out here. I don't have a backbone. And I can't, you know, when I'm falling short, I can't say, oh, I'm about to go move with my mom for a little while. You know, like, if I fall short, I have to move to a whole different state. Mm-hmm. You know, so everything for me was a push because, hey, I don't want to move back home. I want to succeed where I came, you know. So it was a big push for me for just having to get through school and make sure my bills were paid and still be able to maintain and get good grades and make sure I meet these deadlines, you know. So it's just about focusing, knowing what you want, knowing what you're going to do. And I know a lot of times when we get in school, we don't know what we want to do because I didn't know what I wanted to do. When I first got in school, I was in school for fashion design. But once I started taking sewing classes and stuff like that, I realized, hey, I don't want to actually sew. You know, like,
yeah, I did fashion design. Yeah,
you know, like, mm-hmm. I don't want to sew. I actually want to pay someone to sew. So I switched my major to fashion retail management, which was more of the business aspect and not more so of actually constructing the clothes. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'd rather know the business because when I start my clothing line, I'm not going to be the one sewing. I'm going to hire people to sew. I'm going to hire people to do this and do that. So I switched my major from design to retail management just so I can learn the business and be more business minded rather than working, mm-hmm. you know. So for me, you know, that's just something that I had to do in order to get on my path and figure out, you know. And in the Art Institute, I can say it costs a lot of money, but you get a lot of experience. Probably one of my senior classes was fashion show production, and the entire class had to put a fashion show together with no budget. So we had to get a building, get models and production team, lighting, staging, everything with no budget, you know. So that was like a it was difficult, but you know, teamwork made the dream work. So you know, once I did that, I'm like, okay, I can do something, you know, like, they gave me a lot of confidence because actually the president of the school said that was like one of the best fashion shows they had had. So I was really proud of that. But when you're in school, just, you know, get as much as you can and just be involved, get into stuff. And then that's when you will learn, hey, this is what I like to do the most. You know, you learn so many different things from. It's like you take so many classes that I can't even remember the classes that I've taken, but I've taken so many classes and so many, like even with visual merchandising, I took a visual merchandising class and we had to set up an entire window. And it's just, every class is like a different aspect of the fashion industry. And you will literally learn, hey, this is what I do best. You know, I can do this the best. So I think when I put on that fashion show, they let me know, like, I want to be in charge. You know, like, I don't want to be doing the visual merchandising or the photography or none of the other stuff.
You don't want to be in the background.
Yeah, so once I took that class, that's when I knew, hey, I want to do this. You know, so, you know, you learn over time really what you want to do when you get in school completely. But don't waste your time, you know, just going to school, putting yourself into something just to, but do, you know, have a goal. I knew that I wanted to do fashion, but I had no clue what part of the industry I wanted to be in. So, you know, over time, once you get that experience and you get active, you'll learn more about yourself and learn what you like and what you want to do, you know?
So what would you say some of the benefits are for going with the Art Institute? Like, after you graduate, what are some of the benefits of the degree from there?
The benefits are the connections. First of all, you have the connections. I can go up to the school and go find some interns. I can go connect with this person, that person, just from going there. Also having that name behind you, just saying, oh, I went to the Art Institute. People will be like, oh, why won't you? You know, you went to the Art Institute. You know, so just even have that name behind you is beneficial, you know, and they help you get into a lot of things. The counselors, they'll build your resume. They'll help you get into jobs. They'll ask you what you want to do, and they'll be the ones calling and getting you in, you know, rather than you being at home putting in that application and trying to get that job. It's like they do it for you. So it's a lot of things that come with it. And just, like I said, being in school, while you're in school, build those connections, make those connections, because that's what's going to be beneficial once you get out, knowing these people. Like, I know my teachers, they manufacturers, and they actually got manufacturing companies here in Houston, you know. But a lot of students, they don't really connect with the teachers. But I just emailed one of my teachers, you know, a few months ago, and they hit me back, you know. So it's like, it's good to just connect, because once you do that, then that's when you can get, you know, get better opportunities. And even probably like the last week of school, we had something called a portfolio show, and we had to set up a table basically showcasing our business and our brand and what we represent. And at first, I didn't take it seriously, but like I told you, I had a mentor, and he was like, girl, that is serious. Like, you need to, like, go hard for that. And I literally, in 3 days, I went hard. I'm like, okay, because at first, I didn't take it seriously, but once he told me, like, you need to go hard for that, it's going to be some big people at the school, it's going to be people coming around to meet you, you can get big opportunities, I went hard, and I actually won my portfolio show. And I couldn't believe it, because I'm like, dang, I didn't even take it serious at first. And like, I just did it, and I won over the entire school. I mean, my entire major, everybody that was in my major. So, you know, now my name goes down in history at the school. So basically, I feel like that holds weight. You know, I can go there and do anything that I want to do, you know, because I've put in that work. I've met everybody. I've did everything. So that's a benefit, you know, for me.
You could even potentially have a job there later in the future, say if something was to ever happen. So that's always definitely a good thing. I don't think people understand. Same with big universities. Like, once you put in certain amount of, you know, weight and do certain things for them, you will always kind of have a job there.
And that's what pushes you further, connections. You know, it's not even just about just school all the time. It's about school, but it's also about getting connected, because that's what puts you in the ring. You know, millions of kids go to school all the time, get out, don't do nothing, you know.
I know,
but it's about actually connecting with people, and once you just connecting with people, having resources, period, is what thrusts you. That's what creates opportunity, is knowing people, because you can't do nothing by yourself, you know. But once you connect with people, Art Institute is not even just fashion. It's music, it's animations, it's people doing movies, it's people building beats, or photography, culinary, you know, it's people doing all kind of things. So it's like, it was good to connect with these people, because when we put on fashion shows, we incorporate everything. people come in. We got the culinary students passing around hors d'oeuvres. We got the music students. They got the music going.
Everybody's playing a part.
And it's like, it's just good to be connected because everybody has something. You know, the DJs mixing the music, whatever you need, the staging, the lighting from, they learn that too. You know, like everything. So that was like, you know, really like popping. So just staying connected, learning people, connecting with people who do, and they don't even have to do what you do, but you know, they benefit in some type of way, you know. So just connect. And that's something I had to learn because I'm a very closed book. I'm very anti, I don't talk to people, I go to class and leave, you know, like, but I had to learn to kind of break out of that because I learned, like I started to see, oh, when I'm connecting with this person, they invited me here and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. I'm doing way more than I would do if I'm just staying in my shell all the time, you know? So I had to break out of that and just realize, okay, you need to connect. You need to connect with these people because you never know what you will need, you know? And people ask me to do things. And a lot of times I've done things for free just off based off the fact that I might need them, you know? So let me give you my services and maybe in the future, I might need a videographer and I might not have no money or I might not have a budget or a true budget for this, you know, but because I built this relationship with you, you go come do it anyway. You know what I'm saying? Because you know me, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's just good to connect, be open, learn new people. Even if somebody don't do what you do, figure out what they can do. You know, always, everybody's beneficial in some type of way. So just when you're in school, there's so many students going to school with you. So connect with those people in your class and, you know, the people who you meet just walking around, just connect with them because you just never know what they can bring to the table for you, you know.
So at what point did you know that you were in love with fashion? You knew it was a passion. At what point in your life, like, did you know, like, okay, this is what I want to do?
I've always been, like, fashionable. Always, like, my friends, like, they would tell you, like, even through school, middle school, elementary school, I've always been fashionable. If I invited my friends over, I have pictures of us playing dress up in my mom's clothes. Like, I've always just been, they call me, like, diva, because my mom is, like, the head diva. So they, like, I'm just, like, they're, like, you are just like your mom. Because she just thinks she just, I don't know who she thinks she is, but I'm basically kind of like her. She's always been into fashion and into clothes. She's had boutiques and jewelry boutiques and stuff like that. So kind of following my mom's footsteps, but she's ventured off to new things. But I've always just been into image, mm-hmm. you know, how I look, looking good all the time. And it's not even just with clothing. Like, I'm good at doing home decor. Like, I'm good at making things look good. So I've just always been into that. Like I said, when I first got in school for fashion, I didn't know what part of the fashion industry I wanted to be in. I was just kind of like, I know I want to do fashion, but I still need to figure it out. But taking different classes and experimenting different internships and doing different things, it made me figure out my path and really what I wanted to do as far as fashion. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's a big deal because that goes back into what we always talk about is when you have a passion for something, it's like kind of knowing your calling in life, what it is you're supposed to be doing or what you're meant to do. Because
and it feels right, you know? So it's like one of those things where I know I can do this. It's not anything I have to be like, oh, my God, you know, like, I don't know if I'm being able to. Like, it's just one of those things that, hey, I know what I'm doing. I know this industry. I know this. I know that. So, you know, it just kind of build my confidence too, just learning those things.
And it doesn't feel like work.
No.
That's the major key.
You know, that's the part that, you know, everybody is like really just thriving for is to be able to work but not feel like
it's work.
You know, like just doing something that you're passionate about, something that you would do overtime for that you don't even realize you're doing overtime. But like, you know, I want to be able to do something that I'm passionate about because I know that I get lazy. Like, I can be working a job and I can be so excited I got that job. Like, oh, I'm so happy. Probably about 2 weeks later, I'm like, I'm tired.
Sounds just like me.
I don't feel like that's me. Like, we'll wait till the last minute. I'm not even sleepy, but I'm about to try to nap before I gotta go in. Like, it's just dreadful, you know. So I just want to be in my field doing something that I love, connecting with different girls, giving them the opportunity to model and, you know, do stuff like that, because that's what I love to do. So just doing something that you're passionate about that would help you, you know what I'm saying, rather than working a 9-to-5. I mean, but some people, you have to work a 9-to-5, because if you don't, then who's going to work? Somebody has to work, you know. But it's also, you know, some of us who want to be entrepreneurs, you know, and want to actually do something that we're passionate about. And honestly, all the time, it's not even about being an entrepreneur either, because they have people in high positions in the fashion industry who work for Louis Vuitton or work for Dolce or Yves Saint Laurent, but they have big positions as creative director or, you know, stylist. And this is something that they really love to do, and they're probably making a lot of money off of it. So it's really not all about being an entrepreneur, because I get everybody, I met some people and they were like, everybody doesn't want to be entrepreneurs. Everybody thinks, you know, so that kind of opened my eyes. Everybody don't want to be entrepreneurs. You know what I'm saying? But as long as you're doing something that you love,
that's what matters.
You know, that's what really matters. You know, doing what, you know, what you're passionate about.
I think that's kind of sometimes my problem, because I kind of look at everybody as an entrepreneur as well. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm not looking at it as how they're thinking about. So I'm looking at it from my point of view, like the entrepreneur point of view. So it's almost like you can be kind of harsh to other people, because it's like, why are you not thinking like me?
Right.
But I forgot. You know,
and everybody knows, and you have to think about it. If everybody is the boss, who's going to work?
Exactly.
Because if everybody around here like, I'm a boss, then who are you going to hire? You know, who are going to be the people that want to work? You know, my godmom, she's actually a construction worker. She works on the roads. And I was talking about entrepreneurship around her, and she was like, I don't want to be an entrepreneur. I love doing what I do. You know, so it's not even about owning your own company. It's not about that. It's just really doing what you love, figuring out your position in this world. What do you do to serve? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, to serve a purpose, to serve people. What do you do? You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't matter about, you know, being an entrepreneur. It's really just about finding what you love and going hard at what you love and doing that and finding ways to make it, you know, just good for you. Because, you know, people could love food and work at McDonald's and like, I hate McDonald's, you know, but you want to get in a position, hey, I want to be top chef. I want to be a private chef, you know. So it's like, go for that. Whatever it is that you want to do, go for it. Stay in your lane. Be in your lane. You know what I'm saying? Just do what you're passionate about. Don't try to do, because it's been times where I've tried to do other things and going outside my own lane, just trying to figure out, hey, what do I want to be in life? What else do I want to do? And it was a dud, but it taught me what I want to do, you know? So I just feel like focus on what it is you want to do. Find your lane. If there's no opportunity, create opportunity. Because it's a lot of people create opportunities. Like the same people that you get a job from are people who just thought about, hey, let me put this together. Let me put that together. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of times where models may feel like, oh, well, I don't have modeling to do. It's no gigs. Make a gig. Put on a fashion show. Do a video. Set up a podcast or YouTube. Like, you have to do something. You know what I'm saying?
Start
somewhere, and you just have to put yourself in your lane and figure out what you love, figure out what you're passionate about. And you're going to know what you're passionate about, because it's going to be that thing that you don't mind doing without getting paid. You know, that's how you know, hey, I'm passionate about this, passionate about it, because I'm going to get up in the morning and I'm going to do it. Even though I might feel like I don't want to do it, but I'm going to do it anyway. You know, because this is what I do, you know.
So, this has been a beautiful interview. Where can everybody find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Milan_Rouge, MELAN_Rouge. I'm grabbing on Twitter. So, yeah, find me on Instagram. That's about it. That's probably the only
That's
way
it.
You can find me on Instagram through social media. So, yeah.
Well, good. This has been amazing. Thank you so much for your time. And y'all make sure y'all go follow her and tune in. We'll be back next time.